Christian Crusaders extends a heartfelt welcome to each of our listeners today. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Was Jesus more honest than his church is when he talked to people about becoming his followers, Christians? We're going to talk about that in the sermon today. We hope you'll stay with us. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Shall we pray? God in heaven, we thank you for another Sunday in which around the world your word is open. Grant us that word is open and expounded, that we may understand that our salvation is free. But help us also to understand that when by God's grace our lives are committed to the Lord Jesus, then there is a price that is to be paid. A fruit of the faith, of course. But, O God, make us understand fully that this matter of simply an easy church membership is not quite the same as it was to be a disciple of Christ in days gone by, nor is it the same today. For we ask it in your holy name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, beginning with verse 21. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." Then Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, we are often misled by people when they are trying to win us for their particular cause. People like to use us as long as they can get something out of us. But then when they no longer can get any more from us, it is easy for them to drop us. That was the story of a man who recently got a pink slip. He was a young college graduate with a degree in engineering, sharp, good-looking guy, and had a good work ethic. He had been recruited by a large corporation, and they offered him the world. However, he had no more than gotten into their employ when he began to see that there was a little bit different kind of a picture. Finally, it ended with the dismissal. After they had given me the full picture, he said, I began to wonder, why did I ever take this job? And it got worse and worse, and finally, I was out of work. In other words, they tried to give him a picture that really wasn't going to be reality. They were not leveling with him. They offered him a great deal, but they did not tell him what the demands would be that went along with the job. This could never have been the accusation thrown against Jesus Christ. He never misled his followers in talking to them about what it meant to be his disciple. So here he is together now once more with these 12 men who he is training to be fishers of men. They were his disciples. And they were in a 3-year intensive course on what it would mean in the days ahead to say, I am a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. He gathers them around him, and then he begins to talk to them about what was going to happen to him. They couldn't believe what they were hearing. Jesus was saying to them, I've got to go up to Jerusalem, and there I'm going to suffer and I'm going to die, but I'll be raised again. And when they heard all of this, Jesus said, I don't believe that will ever happen, Lord. No, sir, not to you. I will not permit it. And about that time, Jesus said, now look, Satan is talking through you. I want you to know that the kingdom that you might have in mind is not my kingdom at all. But let me go on and tell you this. If any man would be my disciple, he has got to take up his cross and follow me. In other words, he is saying it can be a real rough time for you. It is not going to always be easy. And if you've got some of those dreams that you're entertaining, that life with me in the kingdom is going to be so easy, I want you to get over them. They had those dreams too, you know. James and John came to him at one time and said, when you come in your kingdom, Lord, can one of us sit on the right and the other one sit on the left? He had to get rid of that thought as far as they were concerned. And then there was Judas. Obviously, what he was thinking about was a kingdom with a great deal of money. And now it wasn't going to happen at all. And he finally goes out and kills himself. It's always disastrous when you don't have an understanding of what it really means to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it can be very, very difficult. Jesus made it very clear to Pilate, and certainly he did to his disciples, and he does to us today, my kingdom is not of this world. And while you're here, because my kingdom is that of righteousness, and you live in an unrighteous world, you're going to experience suffering. There's going to be opposition. Now, that word suffering, we hardly dare to touch anymore, because really, what is involved in suffering? If the person is true to his Christian conviction, in one way or the other, he will experience some suffering. There is a physical suffering that goes on from day to day. We don't perhaps run into so much of that here in the United States, or at least around the sections where I live. I don't suffer anything physically because I am a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are other ways, however, to suffer. And I don't even know if you want to call it suffering, and yet I think we can. There is a spiritual suffering. The road is never easy. For example, here is a family who has a child, and they love that child. And the child begins to rebel against all that is happening in the church. The child says, I don't want to have anything to do with this church. I don't even know that I believe that there is a God. I'm not even sure that I need a Savior. And this child turns his or her back and walks away from Jesus Christ. I tell you, for a person, a father or a mother, who is committed to the Savior and sees a child acting that way, that's suffering. Again, I have said this often, I think, on the radio, but let me say it once more. Jesus probably suffered more on the Mount of Olives as he looked out over Jerusalem and saw how they rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ that he actually did when he was hanging on the cross. So there's suffering. The world is not going to take this whole matter of Christianity as the Bible presents it. You see, the average person says, that isn't my kind of Christianity. I'll be a Christian, but on my own terms. And Jesus says, no. That's what his disciples were saying. And in the training process of making them truly fishers of men, Jesus had to tell them, look, you can't take Christianity on your own basis. You have to take it as it is in the Word of God, or it really isn't Christianity at all. It could very well be churchianity, but that's quite different from Christianity. The tragedy in the life of the disciple when he or she does not understand what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ can be very, very sad. Wasn't that sad for poor Judas? Here's a man who must have thought, well, God is going to build a kingdom through Jesus Christ, and we're going to be a fabulous kingdom. It's going to have no end. And why? There'll be so much money running around there? And then it doesn't happen. And Judas goes out and kills himself. I wonder how often we might think that, well, if I'm just a Christian, I'll belong to a little kingdom that will be freed up from a lot of the ills of this old world and everything will be okay. Sometimes you hear this, just follow me and everything is going to be all right. That is not the case at all. And so in the training process of bringing those fishermen to become disciples of Christ, he wanted them to know that you are going to really have to suffer if you are one of mine. Well, if we present that kind of a message today, what's it going to do to the people who listen to us? I can imagine somebody saying, it seems to me that you shouldn't be on the radio talking about that, because you're not going to get anyone for the Lord Jesus Christ if life is going to be so tough. Life is tough enough. Why would you want to make it any more difficult? But there is another side to the whole story. Because as he was talking with them, suddenly he told them that there would be some very, very tough times. But you also remember what he said in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, verse 10, I came that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. Now, is that a contradiction? Well, it almost appears that way, doesn't it? Here in one time, he's saying, I'm going to give you the most abundant life you could ever hope to have. And just before that, he talked to them about a life that was filled with suffering. Well, let's take a look at some of the gems that you and I have when our lives are trusting in Jesus Christ and we seek to live for him. Do you realize that if you are a believer in Jesus Christ and you take him at his word, not once again do you have to wonder if you are going to be completely rejected in this old world. Listen to the word of God. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Can you think of anything that's much worse than just plain being rejected? We don't like to be rejected by people, do we? And to think that we are going to have to live in this old world pretty much alone, that's a cold, hard thought. But our Lord Jesus Christ says that no matter what happens to you, I will not leave you. I will not reject you. As I talk to you today, as some of you are sick and shut in, life is not going too well, do you feel that you have been rejected? Then the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is saying to you today, through his word, I have not rejected you. I have not left you. If you encounter him and you say, well, Lord, the way I've lived and I haven't had any time for you, certainly you don't need me. And he says, you are precious and important in my eyes. I will not reject you. He said to the young engineer who stood there with his pink slip, and the whole world seemed to have gone away from him. He had been misled by his company. The Lord Jesus said, I haven't rejected you. I'll walk with you. I'll see to it that life begins again. That's that abundant life, to live with that assurance that nothing in life can be so bad that we'll feel that we are completely rejected or forsaken, because God is always with us. That is, if Jesus Christ lives in our hearts and our lives are committed to him. Listen to this one. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Now I realize that that is very close to the thought that we just discussed. But to realize that in my helpless state, when I know not which way to turn, I have a Lord to whom I can turn, and he will be my helper. at all times. I share this story with you because it was a real experience that I had, and I want you to know that this matter of Christianity for me is not just my professional life, but it is my personal life. A few weeks ago, my wife had a spell where she could not talk to me. Some of you know that about 8 years ago, she had a very, very serious stroke. And I thought right away, this must be another stroke that's coming. Well, after another one of these spells at home, we found our way to the hospital. She would only be a little while, and then she could speak again. But finally I decided that was enough. And so they put us in the hospital, and there we were. I decided to spend the night with her. And during the course of that night, she had at least 10 of these spells. I was beside myself. I thought they must be little strokes. The physicians had told us there is nothing more that we can ever do for her. We're doing everything that medical science can do for a stroke person, which is not a great deal. So I sat there wondering. And then came one that was the most difficult of them all. Now, here I have a scripture. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? I lay down on that cot that they had provided for me in her room, and I said, Lord, I love her with all my heart. I have prayed, and hundreds and thousands of people have prayed for her, and we're thankful for all the blessings you have brought to us. But now, God, I pray that if she must be in this condition with more handicap, I pray that you will take her home. I give her to you. And it was a perfect peace. I went to sleep. I think she went to sleep. And you know, while she now has been diagnosed as one who has little silent seizures, they weren't strokes at all. Silent seizures. And there's a little pill that takes care of these very, very well. But she hadn't had one of those seizures since I really prayed that prayer in the deep of the night from the depth of my heart. God, take her if that's necessary. I'd like to keep her. But if you want her, okay. I don't want her to have to suffer anymore. That's what it means, friend. So is there suffering? Of course there's some suffering that goes on with it. If we're going to be followers of Jesus Christ, of course there is. But there is an abundant life. And the abundant life is in knowing this, that the Lord is my helper. He is not going to forsake me. He's not going to leave me. And above all things, he says to me, the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, cleanses you from all of your sins. To live with the assurance that our sins are forgiven and that we are God's forever. Oh, I tell you, my friend, that's the abundant life. That's the life that you wouldn't trade for anything. Have you ever heard anyone say, you know, I just have never had a happy day since Jesus became a part of my life? No, sir. When you walk with the Lord Jesus, there can be trials and there can be temptations, but he will always walk with you. For he is our strength and our light, and he tells it as it is. Amen.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross and the
Lord Jesus, help us to understand how much you suffered for us. Then help us to understand just a little bit what you mean when you say, if you want to be my disciple, you have to take up your cross and follow me. Yes, Lord, help us to understand that our salvation is free, but discipleship can cost everything. Grant, O God, that those who are sick, sorrowing, and shut in may find the comfort of your holy word again this day. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May God's richest blessings be with you this week. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our income. Currently, half of what we spend annually is drawn from past estate gifts. Have you considered final gifts to your favorite ministries as part of your estate planning? Your gifts allow us to bring the greatest news that ever was, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to listeners throughout the country. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Christian Crusaders is now in its 67th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasts.